Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. We're going through the Bible, book by book, in chronological order. And it's really exciting to see how things happen in the order that they happen. So we're picking up in Exodus chapter 19. Been a real exciting run since we left Egypt. The Egyptian army drowned. The waters parted. It's been all kinds of miracles. The people complained. We slapped the rock. Water came out. The water was bitter. And we cut down a branch, threw it in. The water turned sweet. There's been miracles happening almost on a regular basis. The pillar, the fire by night, the cloud by day. God gave them shade when they needed it. He gave them heat when they needed it. I mean, it has been something. And yet, the people still complain and complain and complain. Like, how many miracles do you need to see to realize there's a God and he is taking care of you? So we're picking up chapter 19 of Exodus. So it says that exactly 2 months after the Israelites left Egypt, they've been gone for 2 months. Lots happened in 2 months. They arrived in the wilderness of Sinai. After breaking camp, they came to the wilderness of Sinai and set up camp there at the base of Mount Sinai. They're at the foot of the mountain. Then Moses climbed the mountain to appear before God. The Lord called him up the mountain and said, "Give these instructions to the family of Jacob. Announce to the descendants of Israel, you have seen what I did to the Egyptians. You know how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now," and sometimes God has to lay that real simple. God's not complicated. He says this: "Now, if they obey me, if they keep my covenant, then you will be my own special treasure among these peoples on earth. For all the earth belongs to me. You will be my kingdom of priests. You will be my holy nation. This is the message you must give the people of Israel." So Moses returned from the mountain and called together the elders of the people and said, told them everything the Lord had commanded him. And all the people responded together, "We will do everything that the Lord has commanded." So Moses brought the people answer back to the Lord. Then the Lord told Moses, "I will come to you in a thick cloud, Moses, so the people themselves can hear me when I speak with you. They will always trust you. They will always trust you." Moses told the people, Moses told the Lord what the people had said. And the Lord told Moses, "Go down, prepare the people for my arrival. Consecrate them today and tomorrow. They have to wash their clothing. Be sure they are ready on the third day. For on that day, the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai to all the people so they can watch. Mark off a boundary around the mountain. Warn the people, be careful. Do not go up on the mountain or even touch its boundaries. Anyone who touches the mountain will certainly be put to death. No hand may touch the person or animal that crosses the boundary. Instead, stone them or shoot them with arrows. They must be put to death. However, when the ram's horn sounds, a long blast, then the people may go up on the mountain." So Moses went down to the people, consecrated them for worship. They washed their clothes. He told them, "Get ready for the third day. On the third day, abstain from having sexual intercourse." I mean, God's laying out a lot of stuff here, people, but there's a reason. You got to follow it. "Then on the morning of the third day, thunder roared, lightning flashed, and a dense cloud came down the mountain. There was a long blast of the ram's horn, and all the people trembled. Moses led them out from the camp to meet God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. All of Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord had descended on it in the form of a fire. Then smoke billowed into the sky like smoke from a brick kiln, and the whole mountain shook violently as the blast of the ram's horn grew louder and louder. Moses spoke, and God thundered this reply. The Lord came down to the top on top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses climbed the mountain. Then the Lord told Moses, go back and warn the people not to break through the boundaries to see the Lord, or they will die. Even the priests who regularly come near to the Lord must purify themselves so that the Lord does not break out and destroy them. But Lord, Moses protested, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai. You already warned us. You told me, mark off a boundary all around the mountain. You set it apart as holy. But the Lord said, go down and bring Aaron back with you. In the meantime, do not let the priest or the people break through to approach the Lord, or he will break out and destroy them. So Moses went down to the people, told them again what he said. Chapter 20, verse 1. Then God gave the people all these instructions. And here it is. It's in your Bible, you ought to underline it. Just mark off chapter 20. Here's what God said. They've come to meet. I am the Lord your God, who rescued you from the land of Egypt, the place of your slavery. You must not have any other God but me. You must not make for yourself an idol of any kind or any image of anything in heaven, on earth, or in the sea. You must not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God who will not tolerate your affections for any other gods. I lay this on the parents, upon the children, and the entire family, and it will be affected, even the children to the third and fourth generation of those who reject me. But I lavish unfailing love for 1,000 generations on those who love me and who obey my commandments. You must not misuse the name of the Lord your God. Lord will not let you go unpunished if you misuse my name. Remember to observe the Sabbath by keeping it holy. You have 6 days this week for your ordinary work, but on the seventh day, it is a Sabbath day. You must rest. It is dedicated to the Lord your God. On that day, no one in your household may do any work. This includes you, your sons, your daughters, your male and female servants, your livestock, or any foreigners living among you. For in 6 days, the Lord made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and everything in them. But on the seventh, he rested. This is why the Lord rescued the Sabbath, or blessed the Sabbath, set it apart as holy. Honor your father and mother. Then you will live a long, full life in the land your Lord God has given you. You must not murder. You must not commit adultery. You must not steal. You must not testify falsely against your neighbor. You must not covet your neighbor's house. You must not cover your neighbor's wife, male or female, servant, oxen, donkey, or anything else that belongs to your neighbor. When the people heard the thunder and the loud blast from the ram's horn, when they saw flashes of lightning and the smoke billowing from the mountain, they stood at a distance, trembling with fear. And they said to Moses, you speak for us. We will listen, but don't let God speak to us directly or we will die. Don't be afraid, Moses answered, for the Lord has come in this way to test you, so you will fear him, to keep you from sinning. As the people stood in the distance, Moses approached the dark cloud where God was. The Lord said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel. You saw for yourselves that I spoke to you from heaven. Remember, you must not make any idols of silver, gold to rival me. Build for me an altar made from the earth. Offer your sacrifice to me, your burnt offerings, your peace offerings, your sheep, your goats, your cattle. Build my altar wherever I cause my name to be remembered, and I will come to you, and I will bless you. If you use stones to build me an altar, use only natural uncut stones. Do not shape the stones with a tool, for that would make the altar unfit for my holy use. Do not approach my altar by giving up steps. If you do, someone might look underneath your clothing, see your nakedness. These are the regulations you must present to Israel. If you buy a Hebrew slave, he may serve no other for 6 years. Set him free on the seventh year. He will owe you nothing for his freedom. If he was single, then he will become a slave. If he shall leave single. But if he was married before he became a slave, then his wife must be freed with him. And so it starts to go through all the regulations about when dealing with humans. So the chapter 20, it's the community that God gave me instructions for Moses for them. It's that I'm going to come down. I'm going to visit. You're going to see. You're going to hear me. I have the cloud. And so all of a sudden the people that was going to be great, Moses said, you'd understand, you're finally going to see the God I see. You're going to hear the God I hear. You're going to know his name. You're going to know what he wants. He's going to display himself so you'll fear him and not sin. Why is God going to do this? So they will fear him and not sin. Because when you have sin, you don't fear God. I'm big fan. You got people sin all the time. They don't fear God. But why don't you fear God? You don't want to disappoint him. You don't want to displease him. Come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy and help in time of need. It's throughout the Old and New Testament. So when we come back next time, we're going to pick up all of a sudden the regulations starting to come out. But it's very fascinating because it reveals God's heart. You're going to say, oh, that's what he wanted. That's what he intended. God's good all the time. He's trying to keep us from killing ourselves off. He's trying to keep us from cutting our life short. He wants to give us a long, prosperous, healthy life. But sin will kill it. Death is attached to sin. I used to teach when I taught kids years ago, why is sin so bad? Death is attached to it. There's pleasure in sin for a season. All sin smells good, tastes good, feels good, but the end thereof is death. It's going to kill you because the devil, man, he's not ugly like the movies say. The devil's the single most beautiful thing God ever made. The kings of the earth will stand to judgment, and they'll ask God, is that the devil? He's going to say, yeah. They're going to say, well, where's his horns? Where's his pitchfork? You know, where's his tail? He doesn't have a tail. He doesn't have horns. He doesn't have a pitchfork. Lucifer is the single most beautiful creature God ever made. He still is. But he's deadly. He's like a coral snake, so don't mess with him. So God gives us instructions throughout the Word of God how to live a very successful, long, prosperous life where people will ask us about the hope that's in us. We'll say, well, we know Jesus. You know, we're not religious. We do go to church, you know, because we love to fellowship with the saints. We love to worship God. We love to offer praise. These are things that pleases God, and that's what we're about. We're about pleasing God. We're trying to reach the lost. Share the good news. I mean, it's just a really good deal. So tune in next time. We'll start getting some of the details, and it'll be really fascinating, I promise. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Tune in next time. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.